stories remedied those left behind for the next chapter of their lives. What can these stories remedy us for the next chapter in our lives? Just after Elijah hears the voice of God, not in the wind or the earthquake or the fire, but after the sound of sheer silence, sending him back into the fray, 2 years that I imagine we have yet to be given together. We would do well to remember these two prophets of Israel and their last day together. They resisted the instinct to distance themselves from one another by absence or anger, and so from the hard lessons that parting has to give. They kept on keeping on, continuing to move forward in the time left. They did not wish the time away, but were fully present to one another and available for God's purposes. They were not distracted by information offered from the sidelines that missed the matters of the heart at hand. And finally, neither of them held back a part of themselves, but remained vulnerable to the love between them, which is another name for God, until the end. I do not know what any of this really means as I stand at the beginning of this different time that we will share. I only invite you to trust with me that this time is in the hands of the love that will not let this church or her future go. But there's another way to spend this time. And for a glimpse of that way, we turn to Mark's telling of Jesus' transfiguration. Our text begins 6 days later, inviting us to remind ourselves what happened 6 days before Jesus was transfigured. 6 days ago, Jesus had asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" In response, Elijah, among others, was mentioned. "Who do you say that I am?" he asked the 12. Peter answers, "You are the Messiah." And Jesus tells them not to tell anyone about it. Then he begins to teach them about the time ahead, about his suffering, his rejection by religious authorities, his murder, and his rising. Here, Peter offers us another way to spend this time. Peter rebukes Jesus. In Matthew, he even says, "God forbid it, Lord." In a word, we can spend this time in denial that the road ahead will be challenging, that the future will require us to change, that new things will be asked of us, that our witness to God's reign may actually threaten the way things have been. But with all the disciples, Jesus rebukes Peter, saying, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your minds not on divine things, but on human things." Human things being security, invulnerability, scarcity, status. Divine things being risk, trust, hope, love. Then Jesus calls the crowd, really Mark's time, the church, to join the disciples and suggests a third way to spend the time, saying, "If any want to become followers of mine, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it." With Ash Wednesday only 3 days away, Jesus is saying to us that the time has come round again if we intend to follow him to the cross, to let go of the life we hold on to when we set our minds on security, invulnerability, scarcity, and status, and to receive with open and vulnerable hearts and minds a whole new life of risk, after a season of denial, Peter would spend the rest of his life until his own crucifixion listening to Christ's words. Remembering God's glory in the face of Jesus Christ on the mountain that day, he wrote to the early church, "We did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we have been eyewitnesses to his majesty. For he received honor and glory from God the Father when that voice was conveyed to him by the majestic glory, saying, 'This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased.' We ourselves heard the voice come from heaven," Peter writes. "And we ourselves have also heard this voice. And it is enough to go on. Therefore, in the time ahead, let us keep on keeping on, listening to him, being vulnerable to one another, letting go of the life we possess of